Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Cahill Friel, Executive Chairman of Open Orphan. ORPH, a ticker there, of course. Cahill, thanks for joining me.
Justin, thank you very much for having me on.
Yeah, £8.1 million Asthma Human Challenge Study contract win. That's a nice biggie. Before we talk about that, Guy, as always, I mean, you know, you're very busy, lots of moving parts to the company. For people new to Open Orphan or not familiar with it, just give us a summary as to what the company's about, please.
Yeah, Justin, look, Open Orphan, quite a few people know us, but we've changed and evolved over the last 2 years. But basically, look, we're profitable. We're a cost-plus business. We don't take any risks. We're the world leader in the testing of vaccines and antiviral. We're ideally positioned now post-pandemic as this infectious disease market explodes. And along the way, we've just paid out $25 million to our shareholders in pullback shares. And we've three more. That was a dividend species, tax-free. And we've got three more of these things to spin off between now and Christmas. So I don't think there's many stocks and AIM that's going to have handed back $25 million in dividend free of charge and is going to hand back two or three more similar things between now and Christmas. So, yeah. Exciting times for.
Yeah, but do you know what? I'm quite bullish on the small cap micro cap space between now and Christmas. Of course, you have to be in specific stocks because it's been hard all summer, hasn't it? I mean, it's been grinding low. But now I think, you've been in the game for a long time, and seasonality has a lot to play, isn't it? Sales get exaggerated, and it just can be a hard trudge at kind of the summer months.
Yeah, I think where it's coming from, Justin, is we've had a small cap market has a terrific run since April last year, 15 months. Yeah. I think it's taken a huge breather over the summer. People didn't get a holiday last year. I think a lot of people are out of town, down the phones. And then, look, it's a bit like deja vu. We've seen a small cap broker run into trouble a couple of years ago. Mm. Liquidity dried up. There's a small cap broker that would have played in a lot of our stocks and other has run into a little bit of difficulty as well. And I think there's been a lot of our clients were margin called out the last 2-3 weeks as that small cap broker. And people were having going elsewhere. I'm optimistic. As we get towards the end of the summer, our company alone, we're cranking out the news flow now, starting with today. And I think it'll be we'll run into a very interesting 6 or 8 months now as we get into autumn, winter, springtime.
I did say that recently. I said this market at the moment, this was about a month back, so it has a feel of the market that happened, lack of liquidity a few years back. And then we can Beaufort went through and it affected, a lot of stocks. And it just was really hard work. But let's talk about this. 8.1 million contract with a major global pharmaceutical company. Big contract win. Many more of these coming, you think?
Yeah, look, there's been a bit of a session as well with ourselves. People were, where's all the COVID studies? Like, COVID is coming. But people forget Open Orphan. We test all infectious diseases, respiratory disease. Asthma, is a huge issue. And the beauty of it, where we are at the moment, is yes, we've got a lot of COVID work, but more importantly, the infectious disease market is exploding, going from $20 billion annually pre-pandemic to $250 billion. That's a tenfold increase. So you have all the big pharmas in the world now rolling out new products, and we're ideally positioned to test a whole lot of them. That's everything from influenza, common flu, RSV, asthma, and even in recent weeks we've added on malaria, so there'll be malaria studies happening between now and Christmas as well.
Well, is that the malaria challenge model you've launched? That any contracts coming in that field?
Yeah, look, between now and Christmas, I'd say we've had a quiet period over the summer. Again, not alone the retail investors going holidays. Big pharma companies do slow down. So hence the reason we haven't had many contract announcements. But you can rest assured over the coming weeks and months that we're kind of back on that rotation of getting contract wins out on a fairly regular basis.
Yeah, you mentioned that. So it's phenomenal growth, you know, from a big, size number already, 20 billion to 250 billion. So how do you see that? Obviously a positive effect, wasn't it, for you, surely?
Yeah, look, what has happened, basically, even the 20 billion was actually quite small, because 80% of that would be the annual flu jab. So infectious diseases, that's anything we can catch from other people, and respiratory, was a relatively small investment for 30 years. So there's no products. Then mm-hmm. comes around the pandemic, and we all knew there was nothing to treat COVID. However, 17 trillion worth of damage done to the world economy. So the beauty about it is every pharma company, big and small, particularly biggies, are rolling out four or five new vaccine programs, everything from flu, RSV, malaria, antiviral programs. And the beauty about it is it's probably, I would say, it's one of the biggest growth opportunities in the history of the pharmaceutical industry. Most of those products, their infectious disease, have been tested, and we're one of the few companies in the world that can, within 2-3 months, can test any of these products in our challenge study units, in our three clinics here in London. Yeah, so it was exciting times for us.
Yeah, yeah. And we talked about, share price coming off a bit in the recent weeks, and you mentioned some of the reasons why, but you're confident now in the wrap-up of Christmas. You've got some news flow coming out, and hopefully we've seen a nice bounce today, actually, up close to 10% on this news today, but you're confident now, headed in the right direction with this bounce?
Justin, absolutely. Look, we run a tight ship. We're small operations, myself and a handful of core colleagues. Being frank, we probably took our eye a little bit off the ball trying to get Poolbeg spun off earlier this summer. And while we were doing that, we were kind of the news blackout period. We then had a long shareholder who was tied up on a lockup agreement, Legacy. He had 7.5 million, and out of the blue left field, end of June, he started dumping the stock and wouldn't deal with us. Fortunately, we've got rid of him now. And then it was kind of rolling, as you say, there's a bit of a small cap broker problem with one of them in London at the moment. And a lot of their clients were margin called out to win. So we've kind of an unfortunate month or two. And again, the market was very soft. However, I'm extremely optimistic. We definitely have good news flow coming. But also, people shouldn't forget, we did hand back 25 million in value to all our shareholders in a tax-free basis, dividend species for Poolbeg. And our plan is stated plan. We've got three more non-core assets, Immutex, Disease in Motion, and Prep Pharma. They've all to be done, and we will do our best to have them done between now and Christmas. So yeah, we're going to be busy. So I don't think there's many small cap AIM stocks that are saying to their clients, we're going to hand back a whole series of dividend species, shares in public companies, and it's up to the investor himself what they want to do with those shares. So yeah, exciting.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, as always then, Carl, you know the score. Three reasons. If someone's listening right now, likes the sound of what you're doing here, but are not yet following the story, give them those three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Open Orphan to their watch list, please.
Yeah, Justin, I've made it clear all along, I'm probably one of the most heavily invested management teams and CEOs on AIM at the moment, and not alone that, I have a big part of my network tied up in Open Orphan. I also bought, the share price came down 27.5p, about two times my annual salary. My annual salary is public, it's £146,000 a year. I paid £300,000 worth of shares. So I think, yeah, that's one reason, heavily invested. Two, we are now profitable, operationally profitable, pre-tax profitable for the first half of the year and the whole of the year. And so we're generating money. And three, we're now in one of the greatest, I would call, gold rushes in the history of pharmaceuticals. The infectious disease market is exploding. And we're sitting ideally as a cost-plus, i.e. cost-plus profit business, to test so many of those. So, yeah, good place to be, and watch this space over the coming weeks and months.
Marvellous stuff. Good to chat to you, Cahill. And like you say, lots going on, so no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Justin, thank you very much, and look forward to keeping in touch.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.